Herzlich willkommen zum EcoPlus JungforscherInnen Kalender-Pickcast. Mein Name ist Jürgen Adelmann. Vor unserem Mikrofon haben wir dieses Mal Besuch aus Italien. Laura Bettiol ist gebürtige Italienerin und forscht bei FOTEC, der Forschungs- und Technologietransfer GmbH in Wiener Neustadt. Sie ist Senior Researcher in der Abteilung Aerospace Engineering und weil meine Italienisch und ihre Deutschsprachkenntnisse etwa gleich gut sind, haben wir unser Gespräch auf Englisch geführt. Laura, you were born in Italy and you did your PhD studies in Aerospace Engineering at the University of Padua and you attended the Space Studies program in Ohio. Was it your childhood dream becoming an astronaut?
No, not really. I got interested in space and astronomy when I was much older, and this was when I was in high school, and I decided to study aerospace engineering at the end of high school, final year.
If someone who's not involved in science and research asks you, "What's your job?" what will be your simple answer?
Simple answer, as a project manager, I spend a lot of time in my office by planning our projects and taking care of the budget and making sure that everything runs smoothly. And as a researcher, on the other hand, I also spend a lot of time in our laboratory and take care of some of our tests. In our vacuum chambers and assemble, disassemble our thrusters and have fun with my colleagues in
the lab.
A
lot of mechanical and electronic and technical issues.
Yeah. All the time.
As an aerospace engineering researcher, you do a quite impressive job, I think. You develop ion engines, and that sounds like some kind of warp drive. Where is this application used and how does it basically work?
Okay, so our ion engines are used on very small satellites. So let's say from the size of a shoebox up to, the size of a washing machine.
Okay.
And they are used for on the smallest ones for changing the orientation mostly, or even for changing the orbit. And for the biggest ones, it's possible to change the orientation with respect to the Earth, basically.
How much thrust do these engines develop?
Yeah, we are in the range from micronewton to 1 millinewton approximately.
Oh, very impressive. Doesn't need more in vacuum in
outer space for this kind of application, it's sufficient.
You earned a degree as a femtech expert in November 2021. So is science still a male-dominated profession?
Yeah, in the space sector especially, there's mostly men. Let's say we are women are about 25%. So yes, it's definitely male dominated, and we would like to have more women in these professions, technical and scientific professions, because it's not only for men. It's we of course girls can do the same and sometimes even better. And also, I think we need to have more experts and senior professionals who are getting in contact with young children when they start to develop an interest for science at a young age, and especially with girls, and show them that these kind of professions, technical and scientific ones, are not only for men, but it's also for girls and for women.
And it's a cool job.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see. Bernhard took a few photos of you today with a very old-fashioned camera, and it seemed to be some rocket science. Do you see some similarities between your researches and this kind of photography?
Yes, of course. Bernard showed me how he works with these pictures, how he develops the final result, and he showed me that yeah, this process is all trial and error. It's not a linear process. You learn from your mistakes, and then you go back, you start again. And this is what we do in research as well. It's very similar.
Laura, thank you for being with us. Alles Gute und viel Erfolg für 2023.
Dankeschön.
Danke auch an Sie, liebe ZuhörerInnen. Ich freue mich auf ein Wiederhören in einem Monat. Bis dahin alles Gute, ciao und Servus.